Ladies and gentlemen, the Florida Podmen present the World League of Idiots, the A to Z of Idiots.
Yes, how is Southern life?
It's slightly more equatorial than what I'm used to.
Yeah, that's right. It's warmer where you are, isn't
it? It's been raining since I've been here. I've been in London now, everybody. Hi, for a couple of weeks. And it's just, I think it's rained. It's like being in the movie Seven. It's just rained nonstop.
Have they made you a king yet? Because they seem to be making everybody kings in London at the moment.
Nah, it was the other guy. He got the gig.
Oh, right, yeah. I thought it was one a week. No? It's just choose a king.
Might be. I look good with, like, weasel fur around my neck or whatever it is. Ermine. Is that what it is?
So you are listening to the World League of Idiots, the A to Z of the Idiots.
Yeah. I'll translate that for my American friends. The A to Z of Idiots.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But
and then...
Let's get this out of the way. We're going to call it the A to Z because we're in the UK. I'm Canadian. I'm Canadian-British. You're British. We'll just go with Z because I think... I haven't said this in a while. If you don't like it... Get your own fucking podcast, right?
You haven't done that for a long time, and it's mainly on the Florida one. Yeah. But we then will... We've got a ranking of the previous season, so we're going to add these to that league.
Correct, yeah. So for those of you that didn't listen to just before the season 7 of Florida Podman, which, by the way, I'm executive decision. This might be a surprise to you, Chris. I'm going to keep this on just the Florida Podman channel because that's where the audience is.
Yes.
So just before season 7, if you want to scroll back a little bit, if your fingers can take the strain of flicking your screen 3 or 4 times, you will see between season 6 and 7 of Florida Podmen, we had our inaugural World League of Idiots season. So that was 12 episodes with 2 stories each episode, one for you, one for me, as we do. And then we had a couple episodes at the end where we ranked them. We basically just scored them. So we have 24 of these little
critters
characters. Mm. Yeah. And so what we're going to do is we're going to do our stories now, and we're not going to get to the end and then rank them. We're just on the fly as we do each episode. We're going to score our guys and we'll slot them in.
Them into where they need to be. And we'll have to keep a tab of that in case the new ones need to be moved around a bit. So that's not really super duper important to what happens in the episodes. It's just a way to keep logs. And we like to keep the log.
We do. We're hearty woodsmen.
In the UK, log is a kind of fecal term, isn't it? You know,
I think it's the same. It's the same in North America.
Right. Okay.
It's a universal thing.
Enough of that.
The word logs of idiots.
Now, I've got a couple of A's because in Florida, I went first for that last season and no, what was it? Whatever it was. Anyway, I went first, and so I kind of like got to pick. But I think we'll go back to kind of like alternates, if that's all right.
Because, yeah, I think that makes sense. Okay. That makes complete sense.
So who wants to go first then?
I've only got one A, so I'm going to go first. How's that? You've got 2.
Perfect. Let's do this.
By default. Let's just see how this goes. So pull up a chair, a bean bag, cold, wet, damp patch in the back garden and enjoy. Here we go. So, the letter A.
The letter A.
It's just like Sesame Street or something like that. So, my story's from a few years ago. What I really, really like about this story is this news story starts out as a... Like, I'm going to just read it and I think people might actually just switch off because it's just a regular news story and it's actually, you know, quite touching.
Yes.
And then the stupidity comes in, and then I'll hit you over the head with the A. You'll see.
Okay,
it as
see where the A comes in. I like that.
Yeah, it's like that. Was that? It's like the like a quiz show where like it's like a, what was the football one, the soccer one, where like they do so. There's like they roll a tape and then they pause it and go, what comes next?
Oh, it was,
it's almost like you got to try to spot it.
Question of sport. What happens? Yeah. Then what happens next round? In quiz.
Yeah. So wait for it. Spot. We should put who can guess what my story's about the soonest before I actually tip what it is. And if somebody can just guess then they win a small prize. Which, so small, it's almost like not getting a prize, which it wouldn't be a prize. Here we go. Enough about that. Here's my headline. A town reaches out to help Old Orchard Beach family left homeless by fire. right, so we got a fire. Yeah, we know something's going to happen with
it's
that
not,
fire.
That's not a begin. That doesn't could be arson, couldn't it? I'm not going to keep doing it every time I think of an A, right? You go.
And even if it's not, you know, even we can go with that. That's my fallback A. The Doucettes, enthusiastic and frequent volunteers in their town, lost all of their belongings Saturday evening when their house on Harmon Avenue burned. So, fire that destroyed these guys' home was still smoldering when word kind of got around the community that the family needed help. These guys were, they're known in the town as like the Flanders is almost. Oh, like they're just right. Like nice people, helpful, volunteers.
Good guy neighbors.
Good guy neighbors. So everybody from like the parents from the school and stuff like that put a list of items together. Everybody cobbled around, dropped off clothes, toiletries, gift cards. I don't know where they dropped them off. Their house is on fire, but whatever. Donations poured in through GoFundMe. They got that $10,000 goal. They reached that in 24 hours. This is a friend of the family saying that the family is so grateful for the generosity. They're overwhelmed with how much people have stepped up. They're in shock and awe about everything that's happening. Awe isn't my A, by the way. The fire at 19 Harmon Avenue started in the basement about 5 p.m. last Saturday. Okay. The state fire marshal's office said that the fire was caused when Devin Doucette, 21, tried to use wooden matches to exterminate ants in the basement.
Bing, 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 bing.
Fire officials say that one of the matches ignited near a pile of nearby combustible products, and the fire quickly spread to the rest of his house. This guy, Devin, was the only person home at the time, was treated for smoke inhalation and secondary burns to his hands and arms. He also got further burns when he tried to carry smoldering items out of the house.
Oh, no, I shouldn't laugh at this, but this is right in the heart of idiosity.
Yeah, all about ants. All just because it was
an ant. It's just I need to get rid of them. Flames. Can I touch the flames? No.
Basically, I mean, it goes back into more of the, you know, community outreach and all that stuff, which, I mean, frankly, I don't really care about. So that's my kickoff story. Pretty quick. Our friend here, Devin, trying to burn ants out next to a pile of combustible. I didn't say what it was. I'm assuming it's just, it's probably in the south of the U.S. somewhere. Everybody's got big hair. It's probably just like 50 cans of hairspray. Let's go with that.
I was thinking like butane for the barbecue thing. Look, this there is, I noticed, by the way, as a side note, a lot of the stories that I was picking out were quite short. I thought that's actually all right because it's about getting them into the league. But I'd sort of forgotten for a minute and felt sorry for these guys. But that is definitely, if it goes down to insurance, the insurance guys are going to go, no, you did this. That like there's nothing in the house that did this on its own. You did all of this.
My house, I've actually put an insurance claim in my house. And just recently, my house is like brick, like red brick. Yeah. And around the corner in the top underneath the eave, I can't see it because my next door neighbor's house is kind of there, and their roof from the street obscures the view of this really tippy top point of my house. And it's got like plaster rendering kind of over the brick. I didn't know until the neighbors basically said, your rendering's falling off and banging on our roof and jamming up our gutters.
These are new neighbors as well.
Yeah, so no, this is up my other house.
Oh, sorry,
my other house. I'm so posh. It's my house up in the north, the cheap one. So I put a claim in with the insurance, and they said no. They said, it's just it's stuff falling off the house. It's just wear and tear. It's no, go to hell. £3,000 to fix the friggin' thing.
Oh my god.
So if this guy gets if these Doucettes, as nice as they are, get their insurance approved for old Lenny here, whatever his name is, Devin, setting ants on fire next to a bunch of hairspray. Yeah. This is in Maine. It's in Maine, by the way. It's not down in the south.
Well,
then I'm going to fight.
Well, the obvious pun here is with that name because it sounds a bit like douche, doesn't it? And also, right, I'm ready to do my story now. Can I just do my story a sec?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Deuce, I think, is that I've heard this. Not, I don't use it, but I've heard it being used to describe fecal matters also.
Yeah, I was going to say, we talked about logs earlier. There's a Canadian sports podcast. Well, I don't think they're doing the podcast anymore. There's two sports commentators on our our Sky Sports on TSN. And they did a podcast. And in curling, I think it was in curling, There was a guy was throwing his little curling rock down the thing, and it was, he got a 2 points, and they're calling it a deuce. And the commentator went, big, big deuce here. But on the podcast, every time they were talking about poop, they would just splice in that little big deuce here. Because it's a number two. Number two, right? Deuce.
Let me introduce the final.
Jay and Dan is the podcast, by the way.
Okay.
They got like a million listeners. We've got like four. They need a plug
for money. But I want to introduce the third story in the trilogy, the Deuce trilogy. See if you can spot the A from the title, actually. Andre the Giant.
You stop right there.
Okay, Andre the Giant left passengers, in quotes, unable to breathe, gagging and crying after taking the world's biggest poo on a plane. So, I didn't realize that Andre the Giant was French.
Yeah, he's from Grenoble, France.
Well, I didn't know. I mean, the thing is, there's pictures.
His name's Andre. What the hell?
No, his name and his face all give it away. But I thought he was just like some sort of wrestler, American wrestler.
He was.
Yeah. So there is apparently there's some sort of Andre the Giant film, documentary film, which I haven't seen, but
yeah, I watched it actually. It was actually really. I mean, the guy had a. I mean, he was a celebrity. He was, you know, rich and stuff, but he had a hard life. I mean, he was just crippled practically for the last 20 years of his life, but had to go out and wrestle Hulk Hogan.
And so this story might have been covered in that film. I don't know. Anyway, let me just get through. So
I don't remember that.
He's on a plane, obviously. And what's happened on this plane? Well, because also could be aeroplane actually as well. But the late and ex WWF champion turned a 14-hour Boeing 747 trip from Tokyo to the US. That's a long flight into a long haul shite.
Hey, it rhymes.
Yeah. As he, this might be a wrestling term, went to town on the toilets. Because went to town is oddly in quotations. Andre usually used the bathroom. This is hilarious. Right. So Andre usually used the bathroom before boarding or even before going to the airport so that he'd be, in quotations, good for a day or two.
I thought it was gonna be because he wouldn't fit in the airplane. I have troubles, and I'm like 6'3". He's like 9'8" or something like that.
Yeah. So, tragically for his fellow passengers, the 7'4" Frenchman had to rush to his seat this time due to a delay. So he's not had any time to prep the deuce. This is a guy called Brutus Beefcake?
Brutus the Barber Beefcake. He's a wrestler too. Come on, Chris. Do your research here. We're professionals, for Christ's sake.
It just says a fellow veteran in the ring. So, okay.
Yeah.
He was also on the fated flight and admitted that he couldn't breathe, and other passengers screamed as the smell filled the cabin. He's known as the eighth wonder of the world.
Yes,
I think he's produced the ninth. And Andre certainly produced something extraordinary on this occasion, it says. In the form of, ready? Turgulence.
No.
Hall of Famer Brutus told Wrestling Shoot interviews that he was 46 at the time. Gave as good a performance on porcelain as he did on canvas, saying he produced sounds that were not human, followed by a smell that completely filled the 76-meter-long plane. Now then.
Wow.
Brutus
Beefcake just hit one of these. This was an era in wrestling, and I watched wrestling as a kid. There's this when they're like the bad guys, when they beat somebody, and like, you know, they always knock them out with a pile driver or something like that. Then when the match was over, ding, 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 you know, but they'd go into their little secret bag under the ring, and they'd bring in a toy or something to play with and like insult their opponent even more. So Brutus Beefcake's thing, he was Brutus the Barber Beefcake, and he used to run around with these big shears, chop, before he was hyping up the crowd. So he would go under the mat, and he would get hair clippers, and he would shave the heads of the guys that he beat. But he was only obviously beating like the no name. He's not going to shave off. Yeah. He's not going to shave like Hulk Hogan's hair, what's no. left of it. It was the same time as like Jake the Snake Roberts when he beat somebody, like went under the mat and like got his big giant long snake out and put this big python and crawled around on people and went in their mouths and up their nose and stuff like that. So,
so there's a whole
story. Just a little bit extra fun.
So now there's a few other like puns, I guess, or things, but I don't want to make Andre the idiot here, right? That's clear because he's just doing what a man has to do. What I'm going to call out as the idiots, they're the unnamed passengers, fellow passengers of Andre the Giant.
Okay.
And I'm including them as a whole. We've already been introduced to them as screaming. And then
screaming,
there was,
yeah.
This is another report. There were people falling out of their seats.
What?
Somebody says gagging, puking, crying, screaming. And we were all four. Now, this is Brutus telling the story. We were all falling on the floor, laughing ourselves sick. So he's taking it as the fun thing. Now,
I think they're faking. I think this was part of the broadcast of a wrestling match where they're all faking. You know, they're all somebody's put a sleeper hold on. They're pretending they're asleep and stuff, and then they're getting their hairs buzzed off.
So
by,
I would, So I would like to, in the spirit of the podcast, as we make our rules here, is I want to offer a number of fellow passengers, Andre's fellow passengers, as the idiots here, because it's just, I don't know how you're meant to deal with it, but you don't scream, right? You don't fall out.
No, you have to open your mouth even further. You want to keep your mouth shut.
Something
if it's that bad.
The moment it got to screaming, I'm like, no, you're on the fucking list.
Maybe they were screaming because the little oxygen masks came down. So they thought they were crashing or something.
Of course. Maybe that's
if that's the case. But that makes them less of an idiot. They're just reacting normally. Let's say it doesn't.
It doesn't say that.
It would mention it. That would be a detail it would have mentioned. So yeah, they're absolute idiots for just carrying on ridiculously.
Carrying on ridiculously. Absolutely. So there we go. Andre. And the title would be Andre's Airline Passengers or something like that. That's how we'd term that.
Yeah.
So.
Excellent.
We have ants. What would you call them?
Ants on fire.
Arse and ants.
Fire, liar, ants on fire. Yeah. Andre.
Yep. Insurance ants arse. And the thing. So, right. Now, what you did fantastically, you prepared us a list of not just the ratings, but a reminder of the episodes where we spoke about those, which helped me because then you've got like sort of like brief assessments such as Lady Harasser's Lion at Zoo. I remember that. So that's it.
You need just a little prompt, yeah.
Remember what in first place currently is Atomic Wedgie. Where the guy died.
Yeah, our death story.
It was the only death story, wasn't it? So, where do we see the ants? They can go anywhere at the moment.
So ants. So kind of, and I've got a bit of a benefit because I did listen to the first season of this stuff very recently. You know, it's. I mean, A was the person. How big an idiot was the person? I mean, that's absolutely stupid.
Yes, it
is. To take a. I've never heard of anybody like throwing matches at ants. I mean,
no, that's not a thing.
You've got to. It's not like even an ant. Like it's a moving target. Yeah. You throw a match, it's going to go out. And with all the whatever it is, old paint or hairspray or God knows what, it's just stupid. And he burned a house down. I mean, he could have killed himself. And then he started carrying out like I imagine that he carried just anything that was metal and hot on fire. Then he burned his arms.
Because I'm thinking to myself that even if throwing matches at ants was a thing, which it isn't, even if it was,
don't try that at home.
You wouldn't have done it in that situation. Like you would. So you've introduced something that isn't a thing to deal with something that should have been dealt with in a completely different way anyway. And then the repercussions.
And short of killing somebody, you've created absolute carnage. So this. Surprisingly, the story was quite short. This guy's a tremendous.
Absolutely.
He's up there. He's like a, in my eyes, he's like an 8.2.
Absolutely, he's 8.2 without quiz. Probably even 8.5. Actually, is all the way up there.
Let's average it out at 8.35.
Okay, happy with that. Which puts him at Atomic Wedgie was in top place, 9.2. Then we have 9.5. Where are we on the list? We have 8.15. So he sits above Drive-through. That's it. Drive-through punch.
That's it.
Right? So this will, this, in my mind, now takes sixth spot.
Wow, that's a pretty high entry.
Do you
think? That's like debuting near the top of the charts. I like that.
Okay, so I'm going to stick it in capital letters on my Google Doc. Ant arson.
Can we call it Liar Liar Ants on Fire, please?
Of course you can. Hang on, I'll do that. Liar Liar Ants on Fire. Done it. It's been made now. I've set it to stone.
It's done.
So I'm going to renumber those, which puts now what that's meant for the hamster story. By the way, is it's pushed that to 25. So hamster's still at the bottom, but it's now in 25th spot.
He's still in the top 25 in the world. That's
in the world.
Good.
There we go. Mm. Right, I have. Oh, okay. I want to do. How do we do it descending? It doesn't matter. I'll do it the other way. Anyway, right. Okay. So next one then, Andre's Passengers. It's not the same. This is just acting like idiots.
That's a fun story. That's a necessary story.
Feels like it should be low down anyway. Not because it's
I gotta say I'm thinking like a high fives. High five. like a 5.9. I'm going.
I think so.
Because it's an overreaction. It's unnecessary.
You know, in 22nd spot currently is TV Barf News, which is it's the guy who
went on the live news because about birds aren't real, and he just intentionally puked on TV and just was an idiot. Yeah.
So I mean, he was clearly a bigger idiot, but I'm thinking, does it sort of fall in with that, or
it's of that vein?
Yeah,
you know, if you were I think what we have to keep reminding ourselves is, in the grand scheme of news stories, like, you know. If you don't compare him to the other people on the list, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But compared to the people on the list, where does that rank? That's what we're trying to figure out.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. So, that.
Where are you going to score it?
I was going to score it. Well, I'm thinking it's just about 5.23, maybe.
So we're mid fives when we average. 5.5, we'll call
it. Right. Okay. 5.5. Let's have a look then. It's in 20th spot, if that's all right with thee.
It's all right with Andre.
Andre's airline arsehole.
Hey, three A's. Yeah. You win this episode actually, based on the amount of A's in your
passenger
title.
Right, okay. That's good. Right then. Okay, well, there we go. So we have two added to the list. And there at that that concludes the number A.
It's not a number, though, Chris. It's a letter.
No, I know. I did it on purpose. Okay, should we?
All right, let's get out of here. Yeah. What's next week is
B.
Yeah, you've been to school. Excellent. So we'll be seeing you guys later.
Bye bye.
I'm gonna try to do that every week and just piss you off. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Bye bye.